SF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay.
Hello, St. Pete, and thanks for tuning in to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, giving you the latest news from our vibrant waterfront campus. USF St. Pete has received a major national award, $600,000 from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine, to launch the new Gulf Scholars Program starting in fall 2026. Approximately 20 undergraduate students from any major will be selected to take part in this two-year program. Each student will receive up to $3,500 in scholarship support and engage in golf-themed coursework, hands-on learning, and a capstone Golf Impact Project meant for public sharing. The program draws on the university's waterfront location and existing community partnerships along Florida's Gulf Coast. It's designed not just for science majors. Students from humanities or social science backgrounds can dive in too, studying coastal hazards, water quality, population changes, identity of place, and more. Program leaders say this initiative gives students early exposure to research and community engagement, preparing them as leaders and change makers for the Gulf region's dynamic environmental and social challenges. First-generation college student and U.S. Navy veteran Camry Hingle shares her remarkable story of resilience. Having survived Hurricane Katrina in her youth and served 7 years as a parachute rigger in the Navy, she is now pursuing a marketing degree while raising her young daughter. Her determination and background reflect the strength and diversity of more than 7,000 first-generation students on USF St. Petersburg's campus. Hingle credits her military service and upbringing, watching her parents build their own small business, as key motivators. "Knowledge is something no one can take from you," she says, and she hopes her journey will inspire her daughter and other first-gen students alike. With programs and support systems in place, USF continues to celebrate and empower first-generation achievers, especially during First Gen Week. USF has hit a new milestone. In fiscal year 2025, its research funding soared to $750 million, marking an $11.6 million increase over the previous year and a 37% jump since 2022. Much of this growth comes from diverse sources, federal agencies, state and local government, and private industry, enabling USF to broaden its reach into areas such as artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, health sciences, and environmental resilience. What this means for the Tampa Bay region and the state of Florida is significant. With private and industry partners alone contributing $284 million and state local support rising to $82 million, USF is strengthening its partnerships and stepping up as a major force in both innovation and applied research. University leadership says this record year brings them closer to their goal of $1 billion in research funding by 2030, building the foundation for discoveries that will impact lives, economies, and communities across Florida and beyond. Keep up with all the latest USF St. Petersburg news by visiting stpete.usf.edu. That's all for this week's Bulls by the Bay weekly news update. I'm Colleen Cherry, signing off till next week.
USF St. Petersburg, Bulls by the Bay!